Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, and he's here to go through the charts that the folks at Talkers have come up with this week. That would be the usual 10 stories that led sort of led the charge on the news talk radio stations around the country, and also the people that are being discussed. This is not inside industry stuff. This is the general news talk for Michael's at the National Association of Broadcasters meeting in Orlando. Maybe we'll use some of the things that he's experienced while he's down there as fodder for good conversation. Meanwhile, though, let's actually get to the lists, Michael, and have you go from number 10 to number 1 in each of those categories.
Yeah, here's what people have been talking about on radio this past week on the news talk stations. At number 10, they've been talking about the exciting sports stuff going on. It's been a great time for sports, and there's National Football League action. We're starting to see which teams are the good ones and which ones are the weak ones. And there's also the playoffs chase in the Major League Baseball world. At number 9, the Pope made some statements about gays and the church, and that's number 9. At number 8, climate change controversy. Number 7, the Tom DeLay verdict overturned. At number 6, we have Obama's economic recovery tied with female employment gains. The Fed bond buying policy at number 5, Obamacare implementation at number 4. The Navy Yard slayings was the third most talked about topic of the week. The Syria chemical weapons deal at number 2. And tensions between the United States and Russia is number 1. Among the top people, Pope Francis at 10, Tom DeLay at 9, Aaron Alexis at 8, Larry Summers and Janet Yellen tied at number 7, Ben Bernanke at 6, Bashar al-Assad at 5. Number 4 is John McCain. Number 3 is John Kerry. Vladimir Putin is number 2. And Barack Obama is number 1. And there's a snapshot of conversations on News Talk Radio this past week in America.
All right. So let's get to some of the things that are sort of subtly being discussed. People that listen to this program, when we advise them to go to talkers.com, go there to see what some of the headlines are, things that are going on in our business. There are all kinds of things going on at talkers.com, by the way. A lot of articles and opinions, and there's video and there's audio of things that are going on in the world of talk. It's really quite an expansive way for you to figure out what's going on. One of the things at the National Association of Broadcasters meeting this week in Orlando that people were excited about was the appearance of several heavyweight hosts. Mr. Limbaugh was there. Dave Ramsey was there. And they all sort of they attracted a different sort of an audience for different reasons. I wonder what you thought of what Mr. Limbaugh had to say. And I think there's some relevance here to all the people that are listening because he's the most popular guy around.
Well, Limbaugh was celebrating his 25th anniversary of his show being in syndication, and he had a private party, which I had the opportunity to attend, with his affiliates. Affiliates, for the listeners, are the radio stations that carry his show. And Rush Limbaugh told them that he is true to radio, that he's loyal to radio as a platform, radio meaning AM and FM stations as opposed to Internet and satellite radio, and he said that that's where he is going to stay for the rest of his career, that he is loyal to the radio industry that has supported him all these years, and that he would consider it a betrayal if he ever left to go to satellite radio or to some other platform. The other thing he said was that he's aware that his antics, his controversy, some of the things he said along the way have caused great pain, either through advertiser boycotts or through controversy and other things that sort of, create ripples in the waves, make it less than a tranquil ride for these stations, and that he appreciates their putting up with him and supporting him, and even has a certain level of regret when he causes trouble for them, but he appreciates their support. And it was a very different Limbaugh than I've ever seen. I've never seen Limbaugh so humble and so grateful. It was a very humble, very, very friendly, nice version of Rush Limbaugh, whom I've known now for 25 years and have seen him through many different personality moods, eras, changes, attitudes. And I kind of like the guy that I hung out with this past couple of days.
Yeah, he's coming around, mellowing, maturity. Plus, he wants to protect his $60 million a year or as close as he can get to it. And, you know, this is a way of addressing the things that that did create problems for affiliates. But you know what? Under the circumstances, this guy has, it was interesting, he addressed the thing head on, because with all of the controversy and stations losing money and people speculating that stations want to dump him, he still gets higher ratings than anybody else doing this in terms of the format, generally across the board. And the fact that the rumors started he would go to Sirius, to the satellite satcaster, like Howard Stern did when he was confronted with a lot of controversy that he didn't want to deal with. So he just said, you know what, I'm going to find a place to go where my listeners will follow me and it'll pay and I'll be fine. And so yeah. I think there was some thinking, you know it as well as I do, Michael, there was some thought given to Limbaugh doing that same thing by somebody who was higher up in several echelons of the circles in which he travels, right?
It's a business. People think about their options.
Right.
But I think that as much as it might be calculated, because we're dealing with big money and we're dealing with big business, I think there's a certain level of sincerity. The sincerity being that I think at heart, Rush Limbaugh, as a human being, loves radio.
Yeah, he does.
And he loves the kind of radio that this show is being carried on in terms of AM and FM radio stations.
Yep.
We're also carried on. We're on the internet right now. We're not on a satellite, or unless we are. I don't know whether we're carried on satellite.
We're not on satellite.
So this is basically a traditional radio show that's on traditional stations, and that's what he loves. He loves traditional radio. He talked about how, even as a kid, he loved radio, and he was a radio rat. He loved to be near radio stations. And for people listening to this broadcast, they should know that within our industry, there are people that grew up with this, and they love the radio station model, as opposed to other models that are going to be very big as the years go by, because we're in the 21st century, and let's face it, radio is a 20th century medium. It started before World War I. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, radio stations such as the ones that people are listening to now will stick around for years to come. But there's many different options ahead. And within our industry, for the folks listening, there are different schools of thought as to which is the best way to go, which is the one that will be the longest lasting, which one is obsolete, which one is up and coming. And we're in a period of transition within our industry. So Limbaugh throwing his support to the terrestrial radio scene, meaning AM and FM radio, which emanates from radio stations with W's at the beginning of their call letters or K's at the beginning of their call letters, is a big deal.
Yep, it is. I thought it was interesting, and I don't say this for purposes of aggrandizement, but as you know, he started in August of 1988. I started doing the Good Day program in October of 1988, and we crossed paths a lot when we first were started, and it was interesting at the beginning to see how insecure he was. And I remember saying that, and I liked him because he was basically, you know, a real human being. And then over the years, it seemed like he changed from that. So I'm sort of glad to hear you. I haven't talked to him for a long time. But it's interesting.
He's still an insecure human being. He's still insecure. It's obvious that Rush Limbaugh is insecure. And if anything, he has more reason to be now. He has to have bodyguards wherever he goes.
Yeah.
The man is an iconic household name that always, when you mention Limbaugh's name to anybody you meet, whether they've heard him or not, you'll either get a, oh, I love Rush, or, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you go through life where a significant segment of the public hates you, when they don't even know you, many of them haven't even heard him, that does wear on you. And when you can't go to the mall, you can't go to the movies, you can't go walk down the street, you can't go out with your family without fear of somebody wanting to beat you up, shoot you, kill you, having to have bodyguards simply because you're a glorified disc jockey.
Yeah.
I think that's got to wear on you, especially if you're sensitive. So, no, Rush Limbaugh does not have the option to live a normal life. And I get the feeling a lot of this, and this is just my own opinion, I think it weighs on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he is kind of reclusive. Whereas another superstar of our industry, Dave Ramsey, He's running around the hotel. He's hanging out. He doesn't have bodyguards. Of course, he's not political. He's a financial host.
Right.
And it gives him a little bit of spirituality. But it's a different life for a guy like that.
Yeah.
Or you. I mean, nobody bothers you. You live a normal life. You don't have bodyguards. Can you imagine if suddenly at the trade-off for your career is that you have to be reclusive and guarded at all times?
You know, I was just thinking, as you were talking about Limbaugh not having a normal life, what gets me grounded and what keeps me focused on the fact that I put my pants on one leg at a time and have to go to the bathroom every day is the fact that I'm a farmer. The farming, being on the farm, and even in my own community, where people know who I am and what I do, nobody pays any attention to me or even knows probably that I do the radio programs I do from my studio on the farm. It just is a whole different... I just chose not to do things in the way that, you know, that Limbaugh has. And you know, what I he's got a lot more money than I do, but what does he give up for that? And that's the question.
He gives up a lot. Glenn Beck faces the same thing.
Yeah, he does.
Version. Glenn Beck does not live a normal life.
No, he sure doesn't. Well, he's not really normal. Anyway. All right, time's up. Great overview. Congratulations on your speech at the NAB.
Thank you.
Michael Harrison, going through some of the things being discussed this week inside and outside the business of talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Michael Levine is here. He's the founder of the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and as such, has worked with some of the biggest names in the movie business, major celebrities, television people, musicians, folks that need a good leg up from an excellent PR firm. And so that's why we have him here on the countdown, to sort of overview some of the things that come from our list, the stories. For example, this week, one of the top 10, Michael, had a component that is controversial, the Pope. Wants to seemingly change things around, and his statements about gay men, the gay lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Celibacy has been a focus. So what is this doing for the image that the Pope wants to present, and what's it doing for the image that the Church wants to present?
Well, I think it's, frankly, long overdue. I think it creates a feeling and an image for certainly many disenfranchised Catholics, that this church is becoming a more modern organism, one that has more capacity to understand the changing and modern world. So I think he has thus far been about as great a superb ambassador, public relations ambassador, for a very troubled institution, an institution that is, although massively large, has experienced a kind of challenge to its credibility due to the sex scandals and dwindling numbers of influence. You know, if you go into a Catholic church on a Sunday, you are not likely to see the levels of participation amongst young people that two generations ago.
Not at all. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Just not relevant.
Yeah, it isn't. It's irrelevant. So this guy brings it around. Two cheers.
Well, I don't know
him.
That any one person turns it around.
No, they set the tone, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think he has done a superb job at creating a different kind of tone and a different kind of engagement. So yeah. I would give him an A+ thus far. Now we'll see how things progress.
Yep. All right, one of the things that's happening is we get closer. We've gone through into fall. And so people are talking about Halloween. Toys R Us comes out with their hot list, the hot toys of the season. You got to wonder whether this is all about press and hype and PR, and does it do them any good? Does it do them any harm? Every year it seems to be getting earlier. We have a station that converted to playing Christmas music in the last week or so. This kind of stuff, it would seem to me, in the long run, is going to have a negative, not a positive impact. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you've picked on a topic that frankly nauseates me, and let me explain why I get so animated about this. You know, I was born and raised in New York City, and in the 60s and early 70s, Christmas was celebrated. The celebration for Christmas began somewhere around December 15th, lasted till maybe the first day of January, and there we were. You'd hear Christmas music in stores maybe 2 weeks, perhaps 10 days, and there we go. Today, it is possible to call a Radio Shack in late August, be put on hold, and hear Jingle Bells.
Unbelievable.
It is nauseating. Yeah. It is so insulting to Christians, to affirming Christians. I am not Christian. I'm Jewish. But I actually feel embarrassed for Christians as to what has become of their holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It has zero to do with their Messiah's birthday,
right,
and
nothing.
Lord and a sacred day. It is all a shopping opportunity.
Yeah.
And to watch what's happened to their sacred day, or their most sacred day, in the last 25 years is to actually want to vomit.
All right, so there's something for those of you who are in the retail business to think about. Michael Levine knows his way around the business world, one of America's most prominent media experts, and also the originator of the LBN eLert, a news source which I use every day. You ought to check it out as well. The LBN eLert at lbnelert.com. Michael Levine here with us on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with a welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the items of interest, the hot hits for the week ending Friday, the 20th of September. And at number one on the countdown, as you might expect, the shooting in the Navy Yard in Washington. Here's Talk Show's Larry Downs with a focus on the false information from much of the news media and also from politicians following that shooting.
All the news was breaking. It was all, who knows, I mean, what's going on. It's terrible. Awful thing. But you never want to go, you know, out. I don't want to go on the air and make an accusation that ends up being false. And it's kind of hard with all the stuff that's flying around out there. So let's think about a couple of those things. First of all, the first thing we see, he had a shotgun, a handgun, and an AR-15. But according to the FBI's Assistant Director Valerie Parlave, who had a press conference in D.C., she said that Mr. Alexis entered the building 197 at the Navy Yard with a shotgun. We do not have any information at this time that he ever had an AR-15 in his possession. We also believe that he may have gained access to a handgun once inside the facility and after he began shooting. So anytime we hear shots fired, somebody's going to yell, AR-15, AR-15. The sky is falling. But apparently, there wasn't one there. Huh. But I wonder how many people that would jump on that bandwagon that automatically just want to believe, oh, see, an assault weapon was involved. How many of them are going to pay any attention to the truth? It's kind of like, you know, when the paper makes a mistake and they bury the apology on page E28. The other thing, I don't know if you heard about this, but D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray alleged that the sequester cuts is what forced the Navy to scale back its security preparations, which may have contributed to this massacre. Well, that's been shot down now. According to an inspector general report, the sequester is absolutely not responsible for the cost pressures, which did force the Navy to scale back security procedures. Cost pressures did, but those were far in advance of the sequester. So these were choices that were made by administrators. Nothing that was forced on anyone. So the sequester had nothing to do with it. And then, of course, the other thing is we have to wonder, as the gun control people talk about, well, we want to have everyone go through a background check. If we can't even do a good job with background checks on people that are getting security clearances into our military places, what makes you think we can add another several hundred million people or a couple hundred million people to those background checks and it be any different than that? Wouldn't stop anything.
Here are our hosts Joe Sussure and John Haidt talking to a caller about the term shelter in place, which was used for people inside the building where the shooting took place this week.
We've been using that term since at least February 28, 1997, when the Los Angeles Police Department issued a shelter in place for North Hollywood, California, due to a shootout. In October 2009, authorities called a shelter in place in Contra Costa County, California, after a student mixed chemicals together. Okay. On April 19, 2013, a shelter in place warning was issued for Boston because of the Marathon bombing. A shelter in place warning was issued in Washington, D.C. around the Navy Yard after shootings in the Naval Sea Systems Command headquarters. Okay, I have a serious question. Why do we have to say shelter in place instead of stay where you are? Because that's what it means. It means stay where you are. It's so officious. It's so contrived. Why am I letting this bother me?
I know why it bothers you.
Hmm.
It's another step in the direction of where journalism is headed. That's part of it. That's why it bothers you.
That's part of it. But apparently law enforcement agencies have this term now as an official part of their vernacular. We better issue a shelter-in-place warning.
Mm-hmm.
Steve.
How you doing, Joe?
Good.
Shelter-in-place has been around for a good 20 years. There was a manual. I was a firefighter 20 years ago, up to about 10 years ago. And there was a manual that we used to use, and for the life of me right now, I can't remember what the name of it was, but we would use shelter-in-place if there was ammonia leak or gas leak or some sort of hazardous situation where we wanted people to stay where they were. Shelter-in-place is what we use, and now it's trickled over into law enforcement. They're using it to tell people just to stay where they're at.
Well, why wouldn't you have 20 years ago, why wouldn't you have just said to people, stay where you are?
It was the vernacular that was printed in the manual, and like I said, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was the vernacular that was used in that book, so that's what we use, and we would use it on the radio. We would use it with press if we had to tell press, you know, we want people to see where they're at.
Up next, Rand Paul weighs in on Syria, and we'll examine the threat of a government shutdown here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All of that material up next.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You?
or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hot hits and talk radio, news talk radio, the focus, the big issues of the day. Syria is number two in the issue department on the countdown this week. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to listen in now as we tune in to talk host Leland Conway, who's got Senator Rand Paul on with him. They talk about the national discussion been generated over the situation in Syria and our possible involvement.
I know you've been steadfast, one of the few in Washington that have been steadfast against action in Syria. I mean, tell us the latest with Senator Lindsey Graham now talking about, you know, sort of a writ of authorization to strike Iran. Why not Russia? I mean, if Russia has nuclear weapons, that we know that they have nuclear weapons, why not strike Russia?
Well, you know, I think what we really need are some adults in Washington who will take a very reasoned and hopefully a reluctant nature. We go to war, you know, when America goes to war, we go to war reluctantly. When we go, we should go all in to win when people attack us, when we're threatened. But really, we shouldn't be involved in every civil war on the planet, and particularly Syria, where there are no good guys in Syria.
I mean, should we be involved in any civil war? I mean,
well, the thing is when we go to war, the important thing that did come out of this is that we had a big debate over Syria, and the president lost the debate. Congress was going against him. The public was against him. But the one good thing is he did come to Congress like he's supposed to constitutionally. And that's why I kept asking, is this a real vote? Is this going to be a binding vote? Will you abide by the will of Congress as you're supposed to constitutionally? I never got a clear-cut answer, and that I will continue to pursue. But I will also continue to pursue that having debate is good, because then the country gets to decide, is it in our national interest to be involved in a war?
Well, based on what I saw, he seems to be more willing to acquiesce to the will of the United Nations than he does to Congress. I'm not sure that he went to Congress until after he saw those poll numbers. I actually thought it was a great thing for the first time, really, in many, many years. I believe Americans were as unified as they could possibly be over something, over the idea of not wanting any more war. I think we're just tired of spending money on it. I think we're just tired of losing souls over it.
We had thousands of phone calls, 96 to 97% of them opposed to the war. I met GIs in airports, their parents in airports, and everybody came up to me and said, you know, our young men and women who volunteer, who are so patriotic to defend our country, are just not excited about fighting on the same side as Al-Qaeda in a civil war.
How much damage has been done to our reputation in the world as a superpower as a result of this? I mean, now we've got your cohort in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, talking about striking Iran. I mean, it's like we kind of have to say, it's almost like you got a bar fight and we got our butt whipped, and now we're like, oh yeah, well, next time, I'll, you know, I mean, it's childish.
Yeah, we shouldn't act as if we're seventh graders on the playground, you know, saying, you know, listen to me or else. So I think really, ultimately, though, the debate has been good for the country. And I think as we, you know, go forward in this debate, American people really did express their will, and we need to obey the Constitution, which says war is initiated by Congress. And if we did so, I think we'd be less involved in less war.
Obamacare and the threat of a government shutdown, number three in this week's countdown. Host Jay Weber with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. They discuss what Johnson thinks is the best way for the GOP to handle the Obamacare situation, and also the threats looming on a government shutdown.
The political argument is going to be on the Republican side of the aisle, at least as is portrayed in the media. What is your opinion on how the Republicans in Congress should proceed? Because I'm reading today that the House is rudderless. They have all sorts of Republicans in both chambers angry at Ted Cruz and Mike Lee for whipping up the grassroots for support of their budget showdown plan. What's the best way to proceed?
Well, what I was arguing for even before the August recess is to have the House pass a continuing resolution, you know, for 6 months or a year. I mean, I'm negotiable on the length of time. That actually includes defunding, delay, you know, really the Obamacare provisions, but also has the rejection of that OPM ruling and two other provisions, Jay. But let's take the government shutdown showdown talking point off the table. I mean, first of all, it's impossible to shut the government down because two-thirds is already pre-funded.
Right.
So most of the government is going to continue anyway. Let's codify that. If we can't come to agreement, and there's a Rob Portman bill in the Senate, and I think James Lankford in the House, if you can't come to agreement funding the government, it just funds automatic levels for 90 days. Still don't come to agreement, you drop that level 1%. Another 90 days, drop another 1%. But the government keeps going on. So we can say that we have some leverage to try and extract at least some reform so that we don't bankrupt this nation. And then when it comes to debt ceiling, you can do the same thing in terms of a no-default bill, a spending prioritization bill, so that we're not putting the full faith and credit of the United States at risk. There are ways of setting up these macro controls, kind of what Sequester did. It's not pretty. It's not ugly. It's not the way to do business. But, Jay, in the United States Senate, we haven't passed an appropriation bill in 2 years, not one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's utter dysfunction. I can't convey how dysfunctional Washington is to the American public. And so what you have to do is you have to set up these macro controls to force action on politicians. It's unfortunate, but that's just the situation we're in right now in Washington.
Talk radio, caller action now. Here is a sampling, sort of a montage of a lot of the calls that came into various programs that we monitor. People having a lot to say about Obamacare and the possibility of a government shutdown, for sure.
I just wanted to say my Republican Party is lying to the American people because all they care about is the insurance company campaign contributions of thousands of dollars that they're not going to get anymore because guess what? The insurance companies have to now pay up 80% wellness to their 20% administrative costs. So people, wake up, Republicans, because it's not about Obamacare. It's about the insurance campaign contributions that they are losing, and that's what they're fighting for, and they're not telling you this.
I'm calling about the waste in the government. It seems like we would have plenty of money to run the government, and then they're talking about a shutdown. My wife, she works for a naval hospital in Virginia, and she was honestly questioned. She lost two days per pay period. And that really hurts people from $30,000 to $100,000 a year. And you look at all the waste, I know, just in one hospital. And it's from your federal, your state, and your city. Just throwing money away just to use it up so they could get more the next year. And then your Congress and Senate up there running the country. Why are we any different than they are? We shouldn't be. With health care, anything. They're exempt from these things. It just gets on my nerves when they talk about it.
I'm not a hard-hearted person. When we talk about food stamps and all, we're not talking about the poor lady that's got cancer. That's what it's supposed to be for, not for women that have 13 kids and keep having a felon that can't support them, and that the government will do it. We need to check the welfare benefits. If you are on welfare and you have 3 or 4 kids, and you know you can't support them, there should be a cap on how many benefits you get and not rewarded for having more and more. That's why our young people these days and all the jobs I've worked have got worse. The kids are just getting lazier and they have no drive because they know in the end the government will take care of them. Don't people realize as taxpayers are tired, we're broke, the government's broke, we can't do it anymore.
I say shut it down. Supreme Court Justice Roberts passed a bill. He called it, he changed it to a tax bill, Obamacare, which is tyranny, because it was voted twice in Congress not to be a tax bill. Also, we're paying for Congress. to go without the health care we peons have to have. We also, there's waivers given out. 14 changes have been made. Suspensions, losing jobs. I mean, part-time jobs. Hidden taxes, one-sixth of the economy. Losing your doctors. I mean, this is disgusting.
Coming up, we'll check in with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and as promised, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, a lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams, here to go through some of the stories in the Talkers Charts for the week that have legal implications. I kind of want to start with a discussion that I heard on a radio program, the host talking to somebody from the Better Business Bureau about the Obamacare-related scams that are already making the rounds. Obamacare is number four this week on the countdown. So I thought, because this is your area of expertise among many other areas, but you really have written books on this, Steve. You've studied it. You've lectured on it. So what sort of problems are already cropping up? Obamacare isn't really even in effect, and yet there are scams galore.
You know, part of the thing is it's fertile ground for scammers and identity thieves for a lot of reasons, one of which, it's a very complicated program, and people have a little bit of knowledge, which is always dangerous. So they're getting calls from scammers saying you've got to sign up or you're going to be violating the law and there'll be a penalty. They're getting calls and emails that you need to change your Medicare card because of it. And breaking down, first of all, if you're getting a call, there's an easy way to know if it's a scam. It's a scam. The Affordable Care Act, they have people called navigators who will really do hopefully a good job of helping people pick the plans. They are not calling you. You have to contact them. There is no new Medicare card that is needed. And in fact, what happens, the worst thing with these new Medicare cards they're alleging is they say, just give us your old Medicare number. Well, guess what? Medicare is about the only agency that still hasn't gotten it through their head that you don't use a Social Security number as an identifying number. Everybody else, you don't have it on your driver's license, don't have it in veterans' IDs, but Medicare is a Social Security number. So if you give that to someone, they're off to the races. And then the worst thing is the identity theft problem that is here, because there is this data hub. Seven federal agencies, including the IRS, the Justice Department, Immigration, they have all kinds of information on us, and they will be accessed by these insurance navigators. And unfortunately, the security system, which was supposed to be tested, they keep putting it off and off and off. The last test is September 30th, the day before the October 1st start of the program. So we are looking at potentially a devastating millions of identity theft problems that could be coming from it.
Mm. So there is something very important. Listen to that. Matter of fact, get a replay of this. Go to DougStephan.com, look in the podcast section, and replay this part of the... Well, you can replay the whole thing if you want, but there's some very good advice from Stephen J.J. Wiseman on scams. Tom DeLay had his verdict overturned. He's probably the slimiest, most corrupt, most dishonorable of all of the members of Congress, and that's saying something in the 20th century. And yet, he's not guilty.
I think you're being too easy on him. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. And I was shocked when I saw that there was a Texas appeal court that voted 2-1 that there wasn't sufficient evidence and overturned the jury's decision. They call it decision judgment non obstante verdicto, which means we throw your verdict out. This is still going to be appealed, and this will go to a higher appeals court, which frankly will be a little bit less political than the first one they went to.
Right.
He's celebrating today. I think he's still going to jail. I think it's going to be a couple of more appeals courts, but I don't think he's going to win.
I hope he doesn't. He is a slime wad. Speaking of that, the fellow who shot those 12 in the Navy Yard, what happens? The families of those who were slain, will they sue the government, and do they win?
You know, they're really going to have a tough time because of various immunities suing the government. But I'll tell you one thing that leaped out at me was the same government hired security investigators who investigated the NSA leaker Snowden also and cleared him were the same people that cleared this guy, and there were all kinds of breaks. So off the top of my head, there's a lot of immunities, but it does seem like there well could be a claim because of a lot of missed signals that should have been grabbed.
Yeah, it seems to me that there is a whole lot of answering that needs to be done to a couple of very simple questions. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, founder of Scamicide.com. That's the website you ought to check following up on what he gave to you for information earlier here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.